Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Numbers 526 to 663. MR Number 549. Sarah Peck and Ellen White. I want you to write to me. I want you to tell me how you regard the consent of Sister White to let you serve, if you will, for a little while, in the school at its commencement. Tell me plainly what you think of this. We must be true yoke fellows now. I need the help you can give me. But I must close this letter now. I appreciate my workers very much. We shall consecrate ourselves without any reservation to God. In much love, signed, Ellen G. White. We hope that the next boat will bring Brother John Vessels and wife, Sister Peck and Sister Hurd, to us. But we leave everything in the hands of the Lord. I have another proposition to make. It is that Sister Peck, who is now in South Africa, shall unite with me in my work. I must have a lady worker. She is desirous of coming as soon as someone can take her place. When I left America, I was assured that Brother and Sister Star would come to Australia with me and would help me in every way possible. This plan was carried out only a few weeks. At Harbour Heights, the resolution was made that W.C. White devote more of his time in helping me. But he has been so loaded down with responsibilities that I can seldom get an opportunity to present matters of importance before him, and which I have felt compelled to send every mail. I have a large amount of matter which I desire to have come before the people, but I have no one to consider these matters with me. If I could have minus 57 Sister Peck and Willie, I could get off many important things much more perfectly. I ought to have someone to whom I can read every article before sending it to the mail. This always helps the writer, for the writer, after reading the matter before one who is interested, often discerns more clearly what is wanted and the slight changes that should be made. It is an important matter to keep in its simplicity all the matter which I write. I am sure my two editors endeavor to preserve my words, not supplying their own in the place of them. I learn that Sister Sarah Peck arrived in Sydney the first of last week. She had a very good passage, and is now making a small visit with Brother and Sister Haskell. Sister Sarah McKentifer goes with me to Sydney this week, to spend the Sabbath and Sunday with the people in Stanmore. We are much pleased to have your daughter a member of our family. She is helping me to prepare books for the press. I have long wanted just the help she can give us. She is pleased with her home. We have a pleasant family, and we are all seeking the blessing of God and working harmoniously. I thank the Lord for the help that she can be to me. If I could see you, I would have words to speak that might be more acceptable than these traced with my pen. Christ comes as a comforter to all who believe. He invites your confidence. He says, "Abide in me." Surely we may trust in our loving Savior. You can say, "Yes, my Savior. In thee I can and will trust. I will abide in thee." Then how trustfully you can work in his presence. Your works will be but the fruit of Christ working in you. You may rest in what Christ can do for you, and the energies of your soul will be awakened to cooperate with him. He will work in you to do his good pleasure. May the blessing of the Lord abide with you, is the prayer of your sister. 103, 1898, pages 4, 5. To Sister Peck, Sarah Peck's mother, November 21st, 1898. Miss Peck has been teaching the church school here. She has had about 40 pupils. The discipline of the school has been excellent. Miss Peck will not tolerate disorder. She is firm and just in her management, and the school has done the children great good. A few weeks ago, about 20 of the children from the school went to Yountville to sing before the soldiers. Mr. Mooney lent them a large stage wagon for the trip. Sister Peck had drilled the children thoroughly, and the soldiers were greatly pleased and interested. They are now asking that the children may come again. During our conversation this morning, I felt greatly perplexed to know what to say in reference to your work. I love you, and I want to see you in a position where you can best serve the Master. I do not know what would be your own choice of work. Many of our people desire and urge you to enter the educational work. If you feel that this is your duty, I am willing to release you from my employ. I know of no one who is better fitted than yourself to undertake educational work. In regard to your connection with me, I cannot say very much, because you have in the past been called to so many other lines of work.
One thing I must say. If you choose to remain with me, the schoolwork must be laid aside. If you prefer to labor in educational lines, then you must be free, so that you can give your undivided attention to that work. I leave the matter entirely with you, that you may follow your own choice. I dare not decide for you. The great necessity for your efficiency as a teacher is the only consideration that leads me to be willing to release you. So many have spoken to me of your efficiency and talent as an educator that I dare not hold you. If at any time in the future you shall choose to connect with me again, you will not have become less efficient. I write this that you may not be left in uncertainty. Seek the Lord for yourself. If you feel impressed that you prefer to remain with me, I have abundance of work that you can do. If it seems to be the will of God for you to remain with me, we must take hold of the work in earnest, and not allow others to come in and give you a double burden to bear. Now, my sister, I feel anxious that if you take up the schoolwork, you shall not load yourself down with too many responsibilities. Make that your work, and carry it as you did the school in St. Helena. May the Lord bless you and give you much of His Holy Spirit, wherever you may labor. If it be your lot to educate students, that they may impart to others the heavenly intelligence, I shall be pleased. I have always loved and respected you, and I have not been disappointed in you. The form of sound words is to be prized above every earthly thing. God is glorified by every word that leads to right action. I respect you highly, and desire you to have every advantage possible, that you may make continual progression in the service of God. I thank you very much for your excellent letter. I have commenced several letters to you, one I came across while searching for other writings, which had been laid aside unfinished, that I might attend to something demanding immediate attention. You must not suppose that because you have not received letters from me, that I have lost interest in you. For this is not so. The school question has been, with us, for some time, and still is a matter of weighty perplexity. But now there is hope that this matter will not much longer be a heavy burden for us. If we will wait patiently a while longer, we can secure, we believe, a clear title to the land. When we are sure of the title, we can begin our preparations for schoolwork, but we cannot accept the property until we are assured of the title, and know that it is without a flaw. I cannot give you here a description of this property. I have not inspected it very thoroughly yet. I was very weary on the day we visited Buena Vista, and was unable to go through the entire building. But I regard this as a wonderful opening for our schoolwork, and I know that the Lord has wrought in order for us to obtain it. It is just such a place as has been presented to me we should have. We shall be very thankful when we have the title and can take possession. But we will leave this matter all with the Lord. If this is not the right place, He will let us know. I should be glad, were you free from other engagements, to have you unite with us in making this school what it should be, a school after the Lord's order. How would you feel in regard to this? I will not now invite you to take hold of this work that you are so well acquainted with, but if in the future we meet with no drawbacks, It may be that you would choose to unite with the educational work at Buena Vista. This school is not to copy after the plan on which many of our schools have been conducted, in the introduction of worldly customs and ideas. Physical, mental, and spiritual powers are to be combined to make this school like the schools of the prophets. The study of the Bible is to occupy a large place. Its precepts and principles are to be prayerfully and daily studied, that teachers and students may be prepared for the higher school in the heavenly courts. Both teachers and students are to strive to become true educators, following the heavenly plan that Christ carried out in his life work. All the instruction given should be based on the principles revealed in the life and teachings of Christ. This is the time to follow, in every phase of our experience, the plan of Christ for the inculcation of the Word of God, principles that men can carry with them into the future eternal life. I did not intend to write all this when I took up my pen to answer your letter. I meant simply to tell you that we love you and would be pleased to see you. Now I will write no more, except to inquire how your health is. Do you feel that you need a change? Let me know how you are situated, for I feel that I have a right to know this. Let me know what your plans for the future are. I have not lost my interest in you, be sure of this. Do not interpret my silence so. I have an interest in you just as verily as I ever had. I thank God that you have this school. Do not allow your teachers to be overworked, but help them in the advancement of their work. I thought we should ask Sister Peck to connect with our new conference school in California. But I cannot do this, for I see that she has a work to do here. Will you not help her in this work? And will you not secure other teachers also who will make a business of educating the students in a knowledge of the scriptures? I have just been broken off in writing to say goodbye to Miss Peck, who is leaving us to engage in schoolwork at College View. She is accompanied by Brother James's two eldest children, Stanley, a strong young man, and his sister Winifred. Both are intelligent young persons, and we are all pleased that they can go with Miss Beck. Both are church members and have attended the church school here. Brother and Sister James will miss their children very much, but it was thought such an excellent opportunity for them to go under Sister Peck's care that they were willing to have them leave. Miss Peck was the church schoolteacher here when the school was first started. Besides doing this work, she has kept my books. The past year, she has been making books for our church schools. Released May 20th, 1977.